MLB's reporter on MLB.com has the number one team that should go get Zach Greinke as the Atlanta Braves. They are not one of the 15 teams to which Greinke can block a trade. Now, remember that, because the Braves are one of the teams that Bumgarner can block a trade to. The Braves are not one of the 15 teams to which Greinke can block a trade. That was reported by Zach Buchanan of The Athletic this past November. The NL East leaders already made one move to strengthen the rotation with the midseason signing of Dallas Keuchel, who's been solid thus far, but the Braves stars of the group still rank in the bottom half of the NL in ERA and FIP, whatever FIP is nowadays. Any idea what FIP is? Do I even want to know? And own the lowest strikeout-to-walk ratio, with Mike Fultonevich having pitched himself back to AAA, Kevin Gausman struggling, and Max Fried currently on the IL. Greinke could team with Keuchel and rookie Mike Soroka atop the rotation as Atlanta tries to win a postseason series for the first time since, are you ready, 2001. Now, here's a couple of things. So, first off, Zach Greinke, what is he? Well, right now he's 10-4 with a 2.93 ERA. We know he kills the Braves, right? We know that. Now, for him, his strikeout to nine inning is a little bit, it's a little bit lower than it's been the last couple of years. He's at 8.2. He's got 123 strikeouts and 135 innings. You know what his whip is? Walks plus hits divided by innings. 0.95. He's got a 0.95 whip. And by the way, you ready for this number, Jarvis? He's got 123 strikeouts to 17 walks on the year. He's only given up 17 walks on the year to 123 strikeouts. You want to know how you keep your whip really low? Walk 17 guys in 135 innings. Now, here's the downside, and this is where it gets tricky because of that group over there. And when I say that group, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Zach Greinke, after this year, has 2 years remaining on his deal for $70 million. You got $35 million next year and this year. He got $34.5 million this year. He gets $35 next year, $35 the year after that. By the way, he is 35 years old right now. He'll be 36 next year, 37 when he gets done in 2021. So if you bring him on, he's not a rent-a-player, but he ain't cheap. But here's the thing, and I will tell you the other thing that people are going to tweet me at 404 or text me, call me, 404-741-0929 or at JMCH316, at JMCH316. Here's what people are going to say. I know it's coming already. Well, he's not been good in the postseason. I understand. He's actually 3-4 with a 4 ERA in the postseason. I don't want to sit here and say, though, that the book is written on Zach Greinke and his potential. You give me Keuchel, Greinke, Soroka, Max Fried, I'll take that. I'll go against the Dodgers and the Cubs and anybody else you want to trot at me. If you told me I could have Soroka, Greinke as my 1-2 going into the playoffs, would you take that? Now, it's going to cost you $70 million for it. Can I raise my hand? I'm in on that deal. And if that means precious prospects have to go, if that means poor Ian Anderson gets shipped off, poor Drew Waters gets shipped off, and Colby Allard and Kyle Wright and, hell, I don't know, who else we got? There's a million of them out there. Yeah. I mean, you know, all whatever group of them you got. And I know some people are going to say they don't want Christian Pache to be part of it. But here's what I'll tell you. At some point, you got to go for it. At some point. By the way, even if you give up Christian Pache, everybody understands, right, that the Braves are not devoid of talent on the field, right? Yeah, I understand. He's supposed to be your center fielder of the future and maybe leadoff hitter and all that. I get that. And I get that they don't have a ton of outfield prospects within the organization. But you've got one or two catching prospects that are coming up, right? What's his name? Contreras and then Alex Jackson right now, who had a real good start here of late in the kind of the second half of their season. Okay? Plus, Ozzie's not going anywhere. Dansby's not going anywhere. Acuna's not going anywhere. Still a lot of young guys. By the way, too, you know, Camargo's not old either. Austin Riley, I don't think he's old, is he? So it's not like you're devoid of talent if you give up on Christian Pache. I would tell you, that's a salty idea and a salty thought. You know that? That's a salty idea. That's bold. That's a bold move, Cotton.